Hi, and welcome to today's podcast with Louise Bedford and Gary Stone. Louise Bedford, if most of you listeners don't already know, is the director of Trading Secrets and The Trading Game, and the author of four best-selling books on the share market, including Trading Secrets. And just to introduce Gary Stone, Gary Stone is the director of ShareFinder and the developer of the mechanical system SPA 3. He's designed many mechanical systems over the years. What we wanted to focus on today's podcast is mechanical trading. And you immediately hear from all the technical analysis people and all the discretionary trader people and all the fundamentalists, ooh, black box. So, Gary, why don't you start us off? Are the ShareFinder systems that we're going to be talking about today, are they black boxes?
Certainly not, Mike. Let me first provide some background on what a black box system is. There are commercially available black boxes, and there are black box systems that are used internally by most financial organizations for their internal trading. A commercially available black box system is viewed by most skeptically and negatively, whereas a black box system used internally by a financial organization to trade their own accounts is viewed quite positively by the organization and something that they actually want to implement. Basically, a black box system is one where the logic and signals of the system are not disclosed and are secret to the designer and developer. For a commercially available black box, the secret signals and logic is used to create mystique around the system and protect the fantastic system from being copied and plagiarized. SPA 3 is not a black box. All the signals and rules are explained in writing and on CD-based multimedia presentations and are transparent for all and sundry to see.
Look, one of the things I feel that Gary does particularly well is to design systems based on the requirements of the majority of people. Look, I've seen SPA develop. When it first came out onto the market, I have to say, Gary, I don't mean to offend you, but I had trouble following it and there was lots and lots of information there. Over time, I've seen it evolve. Now, the nice thing that has happened now is that even though all of the signals are disclosed, there are actually very easy things to follow. And that has been a very big advantage. Now,